Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, with insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. You're listening to Colorado's Outdoorsman Radio Show, and I want to thank you for joining us, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here, buddy.
I forgot to read the line you told me, the most handsome guy
about
in radio.
I am, yes.
I was trying
yes.
to read that just like you wanted me to say that, but anyway. In studio, we have Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting, and Tina's no stranger to the show, and she was actually on while Red and I were gone to Africa with Kevin Flesh. So, Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
And Dave Weddle with Frontier Gallery. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
And we also have a guest, a gentleman actually just met by phone a few days ago and invited him in, and he wanted to come in, Gene Moffitt, and Gene is with Gene Moffitt Studios, and he does a lot of filming for hunts and the Outdoor Channel and everything. So, Gene, glad you got to come in as well. All
glad
right.
To be here.
I'll tell you what, let's go to the phones real quick. Dan Johnson, and our show is brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and drive east and pay the least. Is the slogan there. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing? You got a whole group there.
Man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we're full,
we are have a full studio here today.
I can try to sell a car over there.
Yeah, and you guys need a car now. Dan will take care of you. hey, I just saw my buddy's truck. He was driving the other day, and boy, that new truck he got from you, that 2013 Silverado and a beautiful vehicle. So what do you guys got going on this weekend?
Well, you know, Scott, the maintenance is a big thing these days, and, nobody knows, they kind of they think the dealers are expensive on oil changes and all that. So we launched, in that whole myth, we launched at the beginning of the month that you buy any General Motors product from us, new, used, it doesn't matter. We're going to give you 2 years free maintenance. That's oil changes, tire rotations, just so you can experience the service department. You can keep records. If you ever did have a warranty problem, we got records. And, just to keep you from bouncing around to grease monkey, we're just going to give it to you free.
Well, that's hard to beat.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Free plus simple. Tax. Okay, that is good. That is a great deal. And they have a great service department out there. They have a full-service body shop. And now, last week, you were also saying you were needing some used pre-owned vehicles.
Oh, yeah. That's in this market right now, and it's everywhere across the country. Floods, fires, everything else. A lot of cars have been gone away in the last 3 or 4 years. We didn't sell as many new cars. So as a result of that, used cars are probably worth a whole lot more than people think they are, and I'm down. I usually carry about 150, 170 used cars. I got about 130, so I will pay top dollar for even if you want to sell it. I don't care if you buy anything or not. I'll just buy a car outright.
And I'm going to tell you, that's rare in the car business. Matter of fact, I've never heard of a dealership saying, if you would just want to sell a car, I'll buy it. Most of the time, they want you to buy something. So, again, that's a great offer. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is located at 14500 East Colfax in Aurora. Their number is 303-344-3100. Dan is always there. Right as you walk in, he has a big glass office, and that's one thing I love, too. I hate going to a place and, the GM or owner is hiding back in a corner somewhere, and Dan's not that way. So if you can get by there today and check out. You still have that 2014 Silverado?
I do. I've added to it. I have three of them now. I have kind of the middle of the road, and I got a LTZ, which is all the way leather loaded up, and it's quite a truck. You should come see it.
All right. Well, if you get a chance to get out to Lynn Lyle today, mention you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado, and I promise you Dan will take care of you and make you a good deal out there today. So, Dan, thank you a lot, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. See you there.
All right. That's Dan Johnson with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Again, their number is 303-344-3100. Now we want to go to a guest we were desperately trying to get on last week. We were experiencing some phone problems, and that is Laura Carno. Laura is with IamCreatedEqual.com, and we had her on a few weeks ago. Laura, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
First of all, how are the fires affecting your area much?
Yeah, we were actually evacuated on Tuesday. It started very close to our house, so we've been out since Tuesday. We do have confirmation that our home is fine, so we're just waiting to get back in someday.
You know, and I get so many things in my brain I want to say when we open the show, and the first thing I really want to say is our thoughts and prayers are actually with everyone that in the state that are affected by all these fires. And you know, I think now it's over 400 homes and 16,000 acres there just in that one fire there at the Black Forest neighborhood. So I can't imagine. Watching the news is sad, just seeing these people that have just lost everything. So
yeah, we feel very lucky and just such deep sadness for our friends and neighbors who've lost their homes.
Right.
Very, very sad.
I heard about one couple that moved from the Waldo Canyon area after their house burned, and then they moved to Black Forest and their house burned there.
Yeah.
So, man,
yeah.
Just unbelievable.
Very tough.
Well, again, Laura's with IamCreatedEqual.com, and she has been heavily involved in the recall effort of State Senate President John Morris in Colorado Springs. So for maybe those that missed your first segment with us a few weeks ago, tell us a little bit about your organization, I Am Created Equal.
Sure. I Am Created Equal. We started last year. I have a 527 and a C4, which are nonprofit organizations that allow me to raise money and spend money on different sorts of political speech. Basically, I Am Created Equal says that I, the citizen, am created equal to the government official. They are not the king. They're not above me. And we like to remind the government of that relationship. And what happened in this John Morris recall effort is we had a moderate Democrat who turned very, very hard left, especially on the gun issue, when New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg started spending money in Colorado. The citizen said, Senator Morse, we're not okay with that. And he pretty much put his fingers in his ears and said, la, 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 I am not listening. And it really ticked people off, and they started a recall effort.
And you have done an amazing job. Now, I think you needed about a little over 7,100 signatures. Is that correct?
Correct. 7,178 was the required, and the recall committee turned in over 16,000 signatures.
Wow.
2 weeks ago.
Well, that's awesome. That's good news. So now, where do things stand as we speak today?
So the Secretary of State's office has essentially 3 weeks to validate signatures and to certify a number. So they do sample validation so that they can arrive at a number that they're willing to certify. And after that, the Morse side has an opportunity to challenge the signatures and, try to prove us wrong.
Okay.
Laura, if everything goes according to y'all's plans, when will the recall election be?
So there are a lot of variables. It's too difficult to say at this point. So if within the first 5 days after Secretary of State certification, Senator Morse himself can resign within that first 5 days and be replaced through the normal Democratic Party vacancy committee process. If that happens, there's no recall election. He gets replaced with one of their guys, rumored to be Michael Merrifield, former state representative and former state chair of Mayors Against Illegal Guns. So he's a Bloomberg guy. So that's what's rumored to happen if Senator Morse resigns. If he doesn't, then they have a couple of weeks to challenge, but that can get extended if they try to take things to court and that sort of thing. So there are really a lot of variables. If all goes very quickly, it could be, you know, in the 45-day range. So we'll need to see.
And I know one thing you were very proud of. Your funding came from Colorado.
Yes, 100% of the funding from I Am Created Equal came from Colorado. Some were small donors, some were a little bit larger donors. All were from Colorado, and I've also been asked this question, did any of my money come from the NRA? No, zero money came from the NRA. The NRA did do a mailing into the Senate district, and I think they put their expenditure on that at $800 or $900. This is a Colorado, definitely a Colorado-centric event.
Well, Laura, let me ask you this. You say that John Morris stuck his fingers in his ears and like he couldn't hear. And this recall effort is an important step in telling legislatures that they cannot have that kind of attitude. But I remember John Hickenlooper said he wasn't worried about the gun vote because we didn't have enough votes. So what other steps do you think are necessary? This John Morris was probably lying through his teeth about being a moderate from the start. He was probably always a left-leaning liberal. And what can we do to prevent that kind of thing in the future?
Well, I think what's interesting is that this recall effort is really having national shockwaves. There are a number of state legislators nationwide and some U.S. reps and senators nationwide who are being targeted by Michael Bloomberg's money. I mean, he's worth $26 billion, so he can throw a million or two here and there, and it just doesn't affect him. So the message that we're trying to send, not just Senator Morse, you don't get to get away with this. Senator Morse, you won't have one more year to finish your agenda. But nationally, we're hoping that other pro-gun Democrats stick to their guns, so to speak, and know that their constituents are the ones who hired them, and their constituents can fire them. And we hope that bolsters them to do the right thing when Bloomberg starts spending money against them.
Okay. You can check out Laura's website at IamCreatedEqual.com. She has some great videos there. And so if you don't know much about this and you would like to know more, go to her website, check out her videos. And Laura, anything we can do to help? I know, when it comes to these things, you got to live in districts and all the different things to be a part of anything. But any way we can ever help, be of help to you, we are certainly happy to do so and want to thank you for your stand and your cause. And I'm really happy for you that you got those signatures.
Great. Thanks so much. And just one other thing, if I can mention.
Sure.
Since I'm an outside group and not the official recall committee itself.
Right.
The recall committee still can use your help. If you're out of the district, you can still help with donations. And their website is gotremorse.com. And when you give money to them, I mean, they're going to have a big get out the vote effort. They want to talk to every one of those 16,000 people who signed the petition and make sure they know where when their ballot's going to come in and remember what this is about and all that kind of stuff. So it's a big get out the vote effort, and they can still use some financial support. So that's gotremorse.com.
All right. Well, that's good information. So we will certainly get that out. And we appreciate your time, and we will stay in touch.
Great. Thanks so much. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. That's Laura Carno with IamCreatedEqual.com. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be visiting with Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting. Talk a little bit about Frontier Gallery with antique firearms, and then our last segment today is going to be about muzzle loading, and we have a muzzle loading expert going to be on the show. So stay tuned for more, and we'll be back with more of Sportsman of Colorado right after this.
9-pound hammer, think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy.
This is Denver Sports Radio, 1600, The Zone.
The number one concern for baby boomers today is financial security. Hi, I'm Dot Mechtenberg. I'm a financial advisor with 43 years of experience and have become the trusted resource for people planning retirement transitions. I want to see that you have enough money to enjoy the lifestyle you love for the rest of your life. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948. That's 303-647-1948. Or visit us at dotmechtenberg.com. That's dot dotmechtenberg.com.
Dot Mechtenberg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Is the paint on your home faded or peeling? Are you tired of the paint colors in your home? Hi, this is Kevin Getz, owner of American Painting Specialists. We have been transforming plain houses and buildings into vibrant homes and offices throughout the Denver metro area for more than 25 years. American Painting Specialists offers high-quality interior and exterior painting services with guaranteed results. Call 303-937-1912 for a free, no-obligation estimate. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, you will receive $100 off a full interior or exterior paint job. Call 303-937-1912 or visit our website at AmericanPaintingSpecialists.com. American Painting Specialists is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. American Painting Specialists, for a professional experience from start to finish.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesch, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, criminallawfleshlaw, that's F-L-E-S-C-H, law.com.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to NoSliceGolf.com. That's NoSliceGolf.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at YablonLaw.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at ironforgetrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. In studio, we have Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting. We have Gene Moffitt with Gene Moffitt Studios. And we're going to talk to him a few minutes, a little bit later, just about filming hunts and what he does for the Outdoor Channel, and Dave Weddle with Frontier Gallery. So, Tina, first of all, thanks for coming on while we were gone with Kevin.
Well, thanks, Scott. I'm glad to see you both back.
I'm glad we are back. Yeah, I had one harrowing experience over there, which I won't get into today, but basically a guy got stuck in a lake and couldn't get out, and I had to go get him, so that was
yeah. Yeah, Scott is a true hero.
Yeah, that was not fun, and the last thing he told me before he went to go get his dog, and I know I'm going to mess up this story because I'm not starting at the beginning, but basically I shot a duck. It lands out in the lake. The dog goes out to get the duck. Can't swim back for some reason. I mean, I don't know what was going wrong. The dog had the duck. He just couldn't swim back. So the guide, you know, takes his clothes off, gets down to his shorts, and he looks at me and he goes, "If you see a crocodile, shoot it." And I'm like, okay. So he swims out there, takes the duck from the dog. Dog starts swimming back. Then he gets cold and starts screaming for help. So I had to jump in and get him, bring him back. And I mean, I was in boots, fully clothed for hunting, everything. But it was just one of those deals where he just had to go. But we are glad to be here, too. That's, I guess we'll get back to that.
I don't know. I might have let him drown.
I know. it did cross my mind for just a few seconds. I'm like, man, I had known this guy 15 minutes, you know. But everything worked out great. Again, Tina Francona is with Straightforward Shooting. Her website is straightforwardshooting.com. And she is a certified NRA instructor for concealed weapon permits and does a lot of different various classes. So, Tina, for maybe those that haven't been able to catch the show before, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into this.
Well, originally, I've been shooting for about 30 years, and I really didn't get into instructing except on an occasional kind of casual basis until our son got into Cub Scouts, and they needed somebody to run the shooting range for day camp. And they kind of all looked at me and said, well, you shoot. Why don't you do that? I said, well, why don't I? So that's kind of how I started. You know, you run 200 scouts a day through a shooting range. And
imagine, yeah.
You know, so if I can teach 8-year-old boys how to shoot, I can teach you how to shoot.
What was the most common problem that you saw with young kids and learning how to shoot?
Well, it's patience, and I think that crosses over to us as adults as well. You know, you're so excited about shooting because really all you want to do is shoot. But there's just the patience to remember your five fundamentals of shooting, you know, aiming, breath control, hold control, trigger control, and follow through. It's the follow through part that really gets most of the people because you're so anxious to see, did I hit my target? Did I hit it? Did I hit it? And you pulled your shot off. And that's generally the most common problem we see.
Yes. And, you know, as it was my experience, that trigger control was one of the most important parts. A lot of the other things, if you shoot a little bit, kind of come natural. But that trigger control, you know, if you're squeezing too hard, if you jerk in your trigger, you're gonna be off.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people, it's funny because a lot of people think, well, breathing, that must be the most important. And really it's not, unless you're, you know, you're a competition shooter and you're trying to get that 1/1000th of an inch difference in your target.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. But really, trigger control and aiming are really the two most important components of your shooting. And, you know, so breathing, you know, I just tell people, you know, you're not going to hold your breath. You're just going to stop breathing. So, because that's what we do naturally when you're talking, when you're, you know, when you're just being still, you don't completely exhale, you don't completely inhale. At some point, you just stop breathing and wait for your next breath. And that's kind of the same with shooting.
Yes. Where do you conduct your classes when you have a class?
We do the classroom portion at Dakota Ridge Church on Bellevue between Kipling and Sims in Littleton. And then we do the live fire portion out at the firing line in Aurora.
All right.
And I'd like to welcome our new instructor, Matt Arnold. He just started with us a couple weeks ago. He's had decades of experience with our Colorado National Guard. And he's also the author of Clear the Bench Colorado, one of our most important resources here in Colorado for judicial appointments and court cases here in Colorado. So he started on with us. Yes.
Do you have regularly scheduled classes, or do you just schedule a class according to how many people you have signed up?
Well, as a general rule, we like to schedule ahead of time because we generally are full every week, but we do Saturdays normally from 8 to 12 for the concealed handgun course. We do also do an NRA basic pistol course, which is a little, you know, a little more detailed than the Colorado concealed handgun course. The concealed handgun course is designed for people who are specifically looking for their concealed handgun permit, have a little bit of experience, know the business end of a gun. And so it's a little bit shorter, but we do focus there on the Colorado statutory provisions about concealed handgun carry in Colorado. the NRA basic pistol course, generally designed for people who don't have any shooting experience, or it's been a while, or they just want a refresher on that course. It's a little more thorough. We do actually field strip and clean guns in class. Both classes will qualify you for your Colorado concealed handgun permit and include an hour of range time in a semi-private lesson out at the firing line with me.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some specials you may have to offer?
Well, for our Sportsman of Colorado listeners, it's $125 for either the NRA basic pistol course or the concealed handgun course.
You know, Dina, I know everyone has that shoots very much, at least, has a favorite pistol that they enjoy. And what do you recommend for women? What's your favorite pistol?
Well, you know, a lot of women are, you know, concerned about the size and the weight of a gun. And I generally tell people, you shoot the largest caliber that you're comfortable with. 22 is better than nothing in a self-defense situation. But the gun really needs to be comfortable in your hand. If it's too big, you're not going to be able to shoot it properly, man or woman. So it needs to fit your hand. It needs to feel comfortable. Not too light, though. A lot of people will think, well, I'll get a light gun because then I won't have as much recoil. And actually, it's exactly the opposite. You want a little bit of weight on that front end of it so you're not kind of snapping up that front end of your barrel.
Tina's number is 720-989-9662. If you want to get in on that special, $125. And again, you have to mention Sportsman of Colorado to get that. Her website is straightforwardshooting.com. And Tina, let me ask you one quick question. We got to get to a break real quick. But, you know, I think most people, and we've mentioned this before, picture that, especially a female, wants to go to one of your classes. They think they're going to walk in, there's 50 guys and decked out in their Elmer Fudd outfits and camo and orange hats, and they're ready to go shooting, you know. But who are you seeing come to your classes?
We see, interestingly enough, we see the upper end of the age range, generally folks in their late 40s, early 50s, up to mid 80s. So, and families, and it's 60-40 women. So we see a lot of ladies in class as well as the gentlemen.
Wow, that's great. Again, Tina Francone, Straightforward Shooting, 720-989-9662. And you can visit our website, straightforwardshooting.com. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, maybe about concealed carry or antique firearms, give us a call. We've got the experts in studio, 303-331-7116. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll be right back.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think.
Want to be my friend?
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
As Vin Scully said, everybody's involved. I think it's so cowardly when a pitcher throws at somebody's head. I understand if you're going to hit somebody, hit them in the back. If you throw at my head, I will track you down. There should have been warnings in that game, too. There are going to be some big fines with this one.
Dan Patrick on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Planning on some spring or summer cleaning? Maybe a remodel job is in your plans. It's the Roll-Off Remedies Spring and Summer Special. Get a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285 when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Free delivery and free pickup and 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553. Or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman.
When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterT'sTaxidermy.com.
Spring is here, and now is the perfect time to get your home in shape. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair, or you want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating does it all. For over 40 years, Lakewood Plumbing has been assuring your 100% satisfaction. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive a preseason air conditioning tune-up for only $99. That's right, only $99. Call now, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007, or visit lakewoodplumbing.com. Lakewood Plumbing and Heating is an A-plus member of the BBB and an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
If you're looking for a place, you're always welcome. Let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full-service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at LynnLyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Certainly want to thank you for joining us today, and happy Father's Day weekend. Also forgot to mention that. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. You know, we want you to check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We have an Ask the Expert box there. If we use your question on air, we will get you a $25 Cabela's gift card. And as far as I know, they're still on schedule to open about August 15th, and all the signs are up, at least the one out south, and it is looking good at Cabela's store there. We also have a bragging gallery. You can send us your photos, and we will post those on our website. And if you want to hear about a specific topic, or you want us to get a specific type of expert, maybe it's camping, or like we're doing today with muzzle loading, going to have a gentleman on, or someone with concealed carry like Tina, or Dave Weddle with his Frontier Gallery and older guns and things like that. We've got experts, so let us know what you want to hear about. Our number is 303-331-7116. So, Dave, welcome.
Oh, good morning.
Great to have you in today. And Dave is located, his store, at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. How far is that off of I-25?
That's about 5 blocks south of I-25 and about 5 blocks north of Evans on the east side of Broadway.
Okay, great. And Dave has a great store, and it's always fun just to walk in and see what he's got because he's always getting new things there. And you actually brought a firearm in studio for us today to so you could kind of show us some things about it and kind of talk about it and give our listeners a little bit of idea about antiques.
Yes, I did. I brought in a gun that was made by, or supposed to have been made by Cook and Brothers, which was a Confederate gun manufacturer that started out in New Orleans and then moved to Georgia in 1862. And I brought this in because it's a firearm that is extremely valuable, but there's also, you have to look at lots of little tiny things on firearms to be able to ascertain if they're genuine or not. And a lot of times it's the little tiny things that you can notice that will either verify or nullify its authenticity. One thing that you can look at that can tell you fairly quickly is when things are stamped into the metal, you have to take a look at the font and the font style. Before 1910, military firearms had serifs on the lettering, and the serif is, if you look at the letter U and you look at the top two pieces of the letter U that are sticking up, they'll be almost like a T that crosses them. That cross piece is called a serif.
Okay.
After 1910, they quit using those because they figured, oh, okay, everybody knows what this letter is now. You don't have to have that. So if you have a firearm that was supposedly made in the 1800s and it does not have serifs on it and it's military, that's something to question. You know, whether or not, okay, is this thing really, you know, what it's supposed to be or not? And then you also need to take a look at the wood, where the wood matches up with the metal. You take a look at the way it's cut out, if it's cut out correctly, if it fits really well or not in that hole. And then also you take a look at the staining, because the metal will actually leach some stain into the wood over a long period of time. So when you're looking at the wood that surrounds where metal has been put in, like the lock mechanism, you know, or the tang and places like that, you need to look for a little bit of staining in the wood. If the staining is not there, then that's kind of something to question. And you know, when you talk about looking at where the wood, you know, is hollowed out for the lock plate, or in some cases for the ramrods or cleaning rods, you need to take a look at those areas and see how clean or dirty that they are. Because a lot of times it's really hard to fake some of the dirt that needs to be in there, some of the discoloration, and also the way that it is cut. On this particular piece, there's a lot of fresh residue that's left in the channel where the cleaning rod is. So we know that that's really probably not right. And on the cleaning rod on this particular piece, it is actually attached to the end of the barrel. And so when you pull it out, it was designed that way so that way you wouldn't lose the cleaning rod. And on the end of the cleaning rod, there was a little tiny, like a bulb on it. So that way it could not come out. You could not pull it all the way out. This one doesn't have that. So there's another issue there. Also, you need to take a look at what we call the furniture on a firearm, which is the barrel bands and the trigger guard and the butt plate and things like that, to make sure that they are what they're supposed to be. Such as on this one, they're supposed to be brass. On here, they're iron. So there's another concern. Mm-hmm. And then you take a look at the what we call patina, the age that the metal has gotten on it. And on the butt plate, which is brass, there's very little patina or wear to it. And one thing, again, is the butt plate on this should be iron, not brass. So all these things kind of go together to say, well, this isn't looking so hot, so this is probably not a $44,000 gun now. Whereas if it were genuine, it would be in the $40,000 to $50,000 range as far as pricing goes.
Yeah, it's nice to have been had a good Confederate gun like that. This particular gun you've got is a percussion style. What caliber is it?
It's a 58 caliber.
And that's not real common today, is it?
Actually, in some of the reproduction firearms, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But 58 was a very common caliber back in those days, all the way up to about 72 caliber.
Yeah, I was asking you earlier, why don't you tell us, and I was unaware of this, how long have percussion style rifles been around?
They've been around in wide use since about 1830, and they saw their real heyday, of course, during the Civil War, right before the cartridge firearms came into production. But they took a lot of the U.S. military took a lot of the older flintlocks, like the 1814 type flintlocks, and converted them to percussion use. Almost all firearms at some point in time, if they were flintlock, they would still get used. They didn't throw anything away, and they would just convert them to be able to use the cap lock or percussion system.
Uh-huh. Which I know it takes a lot of research. This information that you're giving us, a lot of it I'm totally unfamiliar with, and I know you've done lots of study, lots of research. Do you by chance know how many of these particular type rifles were used by the Confederates?
Well, it is estimated, because there are no records, estimated that there were about 1,000 of these rifles made. And they made, I think it was around 200 before they moved to Georgia, and then they did most of their manufacturing there. Did not last very long. The company did not last very long. But, so there's probably about 1,000 to maybe 1,200 that were made. And as far as the ones that actually exist today, there's probably less than 100.
Wow. You know, we got about 1 minute, Dave. We got to take a break. But what's some quick tips you have for gun collectors that want to get into maybe collecting antique firearms?
Just look for the genuine construction of the piece. Go to the antique firearm shows and ask questions. Come over to the store and ask me questions. Say, what about this? What about that? When was this? And when was that? And you'll be glad to try and help you out to educate you. So your price of continuing education when you buy something and all of a sudden you figure out, uh-oh, it's not what it's supposed to be, can be held to a minimum.
No, yeah, you're right. Again, Dave's store is located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver, Frontier Gallery. His website is frontiergalleryllc.com. He can be reached at 303-733-4200, and you open at 10 o'clock this morning, I believe?
That I am. 10
All
o'clock
right.
Tuesdays through Saturdays, 10 to 5.
All right, so get by and see Dave and tell him you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado. Take one last short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little muzzle loading and with Jim Fox with the Blunderbuss, located in Denver as well. So again, we'll be right back right after these messages from our sponsors.
When my thoughts get jumbled, when the air and BS get too thick, can't take a breath without getting sick.
Eric Casilius, weekday mornings at 4.
Chad Johnson, he'll be doing 30 days in jail, and he didn't have to. They've already told you, Chad Johnson, you're not going to jail. Close your mouth, sit there, and leave the room. You don't do that. That's her courtroom. This is the law. This is domestic violence. You are handcuffed. She is not going to have a sense of humor about that. You should have known better. You're not a spectator. You're a criminal.
Eric Casilius on Denver's Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Early retirement, changing jobs. Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years, 2 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
What's the most common problem for golfers? It's the slice. If you want to get rid of your slice, you need No Slice. No Slice was tested by Golf Laboratories, a facility that conducts robotic testing for the golf industry, and the results were amazing. No Slice will eliminate your slice and increase your distance, guaranteed, or your money back. Simply apply No Slice to your golf club for longer, straighter shots and no more lost golf balls. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9271 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC One Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsmen of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC One Consulting now for details. 720-432-3229 or visit our website, taconeconsulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E consulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Our number is 303-331-7116. This is Red Merrill, and we'd like to say, first of all, we appreciate all our sponsors that help this show to come on the air, and one of our new sponsors is Paintball Adventures down in Sedalia, Colorado. This is Father's Day weekend, and it'd be a great treat to
go ahead and shoot your father. Hey, Dad, stand there.
If you want to put a big whelp on your dad, take him out to Paintball Adventures, and their address is 7375 Reynolds Boulevard, and that's just off of Santa Fe and Airport Road. They're ours. They start at 10 o'clock this morning, and if you'd like to give them a call, the number is 303-762-6160, and you'll be talking to Sloan, and you can find out all the information about how to go out there, and they've got a crowd out there every weekend, 100 people or sometimes 200. And
it's
they are
packed
also,
out there.
Yes,
yeah.
And in fact, I live fairly close to Paintball Adventures, and I can hear them shooting over there and having a great time. So this would be a great weekend to go out there
and shoot them up with the paintballs.
Well, you've probably heard me out there screaming then when my son was shooting me.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a few guys. They wear heavy clothing and helmets and eye goggles, which all that is good safety gear, and it also lessens the blow of the paintballs. We also have in our studio this morning Gene Moffitt, and he's a video photographer and for taking pictures on your hunts and stuff. And Gene, welcome to our studios.
Thanks, Red.
And tell us a little bit about your business and how you got started and things that you do.
What we do is we produce programming and content for outdoor networks, websites, corporations, anybody that needs any type of programming content. That's what we do.
All right, and what kind of hunts and different things like that have you been on?
You know, last year we had we took some special forces guys on a Hilo hog hunt in Texas. It was a fellow that runs a company called Viking Tactics, and we do a web show for him called Viking Chronicles. So he took a bunch of his special forces buddies up in a UE helicopter across Texas on a Hilo hog hunt. We had three guys hanging out of one side and three guys hanging out of the other side, and it was possibly the funnest day of their life.
Wow, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I bet it was a fun time for you too.
It was one of those. It was something that was on my bucket list, and there I end up watching these guys have just the time of their life.
Now, what's a normal fee? Let's say if someone wants to have you go with them, film their hunt, what can that range from?
You know, kind of a rule of thumb forever is $1,000 per finished minute. So just depending on what you want, if you want, you know, I mean, up to $70,000-$80,000 for a half hour to, you know, a few thousand for a few minutes. So it just depends on what we got to do.
Wow, that was good. Red would have to do some fast shooting.
Yeah. Well, and we are known for that. Scott and I go out pheasant hunting, and it turns into a contest as to see who can kill the most birds and stuff.
What's been some of the maybe a really exciting type of hunt? Now that sounds very exciting and fun, but so I don't mean that wouldn't be. But what are some of the other type of hunts you've went on?
Well, last year we also did a Wyoming same Viking Chronicles. We went to Wyoming and did a bear hunt with some military guys. You know, at this stage, it's about the personalities. Mm-hmm. People want to know who these guys are, what they do, how they got to this place in life. The hunt's just a vehicle for getting to know the right people that do this. And so we did a Wyoming bear hunt, and it was the weather was nasty. I mean, it's not a fun experience, but when you're with a bunch of ex-military and they make it like,
sure,
like you're on a mission, and it was just a wonderful experience in a beautiful part of the world,
yeah,
we'll do it again.
Gene, I notice here that you also have high definition camera rentals. Does that mean you can rent a camera from you and take out and do your own filming?
We can put a camera in your hands and show you how to use it and bring your stuff back, and we can put some stuff together for you to put on your website or online. Whatever you need.
Well, Red, I need you to film my next hunt.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't think of anything smart to say about that, so I'll let that pass.
You can reach Gene at 303-807-3068. That's 303-807-3068. His website is Gene Moffitt, and that's MOFFETT.com. He's local here at Highlands Ranch, so if you have some interest in that or need that service, well, what a great service. Because sometimes, I mean, our pictures, we just got back, you know, from South Africa, and our pictures are great, but, man, to have a video would be so cool. So we're planning on maybe August 2015 going back, so we may have to work something out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they actually videoed parts of our hunt,
right,
while we were over in South Africa, and they're going to use it on some of it, at least, on their new promotional video. And, man, I can't wait to see how it looks, because, you know, I'm so handsome. I just like to get my face out there on the
camera.
I'm sure there'll be a Hollywood producer calling after they see that somewhere red and saying, who is that guy?
Yeah, but they'll probably want to do the... They'll have a new reality show based on your experience out there.
uglier than
the gators.
Yeah. Uglier than a warthog. Starring Red Mar-
Hey, man, I'd buy that video.
Well, Gene, great. And thanks for coming in. And, man, we're going to try to do some things with you maybe here in the future. Dave, let's go back to you for 1 minute. What are some things that people, you know, I think sometimes when people get antique guns from maybe that are passed down through the family, first thing you want to do is clean them up, refinish, all that. And that is not a good idea from what you've told me.
No, that just absolutely tanks the value. To make it look like new just kills it. You spend money to cut the value in half. You know, what you want to do is you want to keep it the way it is. Essentially, you can clean it to a certain degree just by maybe, you know, lightly rubbing rust off if there's any rust onto it, and then oiling it so the rust doesn't proceed any further. You want to feed the wood so that way you don't have, you know, it's not all dried out and doesn't start to crack on you. So, you know, using a few little products like Old West snake oil works really, really well for feeding the wood and then protecting the metal as well. But you don't want to get in there and make that, if it's got brass, you don't want to make it shine. You want to leave that, you know, kind of dirty look to it, because that's the history of the gun.
Okay.
You know, and you don't want to erase that history. You want to keep that history there.
Right. Now, Tina, let's go back to you real quick. One thing I was going to tell you, you know, ammo is hard to find.
Yes, it is.
So how does that work when people want to come out and take one of your classes? Do they bring their own ammo? Do they buy it from you? And how many rounds should someone expect to shoot while they're taking one of your classes?
Well, you get an hour at the range, so I like to say you have 50 rounds minimum, or until you run out of ammo, whichever comes first. So you're always welcome to bring more, because more is better. Generally, the firing line has a pretty good stock of their ammunition, so that's not generally an issue. I do keep some ammo as well, so it's usually not an issue. But, you know, I usually advise students to go out and have a look, and if you're out and about and you see some, buy it. Because maybe I'll buy it from you, but
right.
As a general rule, you know, you bring as much as you can shoot, minimum 50.
And I don't know if but Ammo Can is one of our sponsors, and they're out off Santa Fe and C-470, and they're getting a lot of ammo now, so you can check them out, too, if you ever have a need. Wow, an hour goes quick. We are just about out of time. We want to thank all of our guests today, Tina Francone, Straightforward Shooting, Gene Moffitt with Gene Moffitt Studios, and Dave Weddle with Frontier Gallery, and Laura Carno there in Colorado Springs. Again, all our thoughts and prayers go to all of you that are involved in the fires. There are several going around our state, and sure wish everyone well there. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Send us your questions. Send us your photos. And we want to wish everyone a great Father's Day weekend. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend, so get out and enjoy it, and go spend some time with your dad if that's available to you. So again, for my partner Red Merrill, my name is Scott Watley. We will be back next Saturday with more of Sportsman of Colorado. Have a great weekend.